time to be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus!
Bonus! It's the bonus episode.
Bonus time. Josh Gondelman isn't here anymore, but...
Josh Gondelman. He's gone.
He's gone.
I mean, he was a very good sport for doing a two-hour episode with us because of all my technical problems.
Well, Josh Gondelman, removed from the internet.
Known good sport. No.
Terror. Terror of a sound effect. Yeah. No, very fun. We got you know, about 30 minutes of tortoises, as usual. It's good to know. Let's see. But yeah. We certainly had more stories that we definitely didn't have time for in the main one. And we got through all our numbers, but there's a wealth of things to discuss, of nonsense happening.
It was funny because, like, before the episode, Eli texted me and he was going through the stories and he was like,
yes.
Good news week this week. And then he was like, well, I mean,
it's a devastating news week,
yeah.
But good news week for other stuff happening.
Well, and also, like,
good
news week for us in that everyone was too traumatized and upset to, like, hear all of the dumb news stories, so hopefully we can bring people some relief, because there's kind of been one big one that has dominated the last few days, and so hopefully talking about tortoises will help.
We built up a number of stories that were not just psychic damage to read and cover. We got some.
Yeah,
more.
Someone I follow on Twitter was like, they should pay, all women should get a psychic damage bonus from our jobs. Because she said, it was this female pro tag on Twitter said, if I'm not a person, I should at least be shopping, which I agree with. Let me be shopping if I can't have rights.
Yeah, the problem is that I heard that as in like the D&D sense of like psychic damage bonus, where it was like extra psychic damage. Roll again.
You do get more. Paid a bonus. To handle the psychic damage.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, oh man, Twitter. And then it's like people are like, hey man, maybe not the time to retweet your own take on this, but you're helping. You're doing good.
I didn't think it was funny. Like, Twitey tweeted, he was just like, I know this is not the time for this, but I just watched Exorcist 3 and it was really good. I was like, yeah, man, not the time for it.
You were right.
You were right.
Correct on the first one.
I mean, it was nice to break up the timeline a little bit with just a positive review of Exorcist 3, but...
Didn't even know there was an Exorcist 2.
Oh, yeah.
I know
there's
that.
Several. There's several.
Makes
Exorcist
sense.
Exorcist 3 is pretty good. Exorcist 2, not good.
That's number three.
That's what the in the intro, yeah.
What's the plot of Exorcist 2? What is, she's they're back?
I mean, it's the devil, so like he can always they
yeah,
can make as many
thing.
Like it's more plausible to have Exorcist sequels than Jurassic Park sequels, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, when they exorcise the person, the exorcist, it's not like,
you know, because you watch
around.
Evil, so you understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you read that? There was a really good profile of the people who made Evil. I can't remember their names, but the husband and wife.
Oh, they're that they make like the Good Wife and stuff. Though.
Yeah.
I would like to read it.
It was very interesting. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
it was about
take that as a recommendation for watching Evil. You're gonna have to get Paramount Plus, and I know that is quite an ask.
No.
Yeah, it is
the
a good
hubris,
show.
Hubris. I the rage I felt when I. Bought Paramount Plus, and then there were still ads on it.
Yeah.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Do you
me?
Understand what you're up against streaming-wise, Paramount Plus? You are everyone's last priority.
I just bought Magic Beans, and now you're trying to sell me fertilizer? Like,
please. Oh, for God's sake, no.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Ad-free Paramount Plus. Just think of that as a value proposition. Unbelievable. Crazy
Good
stuff.
Grief. Good grief.
Yeah. But... Other than that, good. So, but Exorcist 2, I am curious now. What did you just somebody else gets? Or it's not the same girl, is it? That would be worse.
It's
if they're
not
like,
the same girl. Let me figure out what happens in Exorcist 2. It's been a while since.
It's been a while since you've watched Exorcist 2.
Okay, she apparently she is. okay. It's the same plot.
Oh, they just made Exorcist again?
I haven't seen it in so long. What is it about?
Oh yeah. That's a jam. Love an isolated piano in a horror movie. A guy goes
and investigates the death of the priest at the end of the Exorcist one, I guess.
Oh yeah, he gets so there. It's like, it looks like he fell down some stairs.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Nope, it was a demon. Actually, it was a demon."
Yeah.
That
was his biggest problem. It should be in the Exorcist handbook. It's like, make sure there aren't a ton of stairs behind you when you're exorcising somebody.
That is like a very good. Very good point.
It's like hurricane rules. Stay away from windows when you're exercising.
Exorcist 3, different plot, also stars a bunch of people, but notably to meet George C. Scott, and then Brad Dourif is in it as well, who I think is great. So
I don't think I know either of them. But
Brad Dourif is in, he's in Deadwood. He's the doctor. Mm. He's
Dr. Deadwood.
He's in Blue Velvet. He's in Mississippi Burning. He's really good.
I'll check that out. Is he related to Stephen
Dorff? No, different spelling.
Okay.
If Patty were here, he'd be going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be going insane. He's going nuts
somewhere else right now.
Covered in parrots.
Yeah, absolutely. Filthy with parrots.
He just rose up out of a pile of parrots because he psychically felt me mentioning Brad Dourif.
Mm-hmm. He felt a vibration in the Margaritaville through the ground.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go to Patty's Twitter and look at the pictures of him covered in parrots. They're very funny.
Yeah. And
he texted them to us, and he's kind of a more private person than we are. So I didn't know if he was going to post them to his Twitter, and I am so glad he did.
Yeah. 'Cause
they are so funny.
Like someone sending you a caricature of what a vacation would be. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
the pure vacation energy focused into
these parrot pics is unbelievable. It's very good.
Man, it took me a long time to watch The Exorcist. I don't know why. I didn't see it until I was like in the last couple of years was the first time I saw it. And I was like, this sure is just one of those things where I was like, people weren't. Because, you know, sometimes with horror movies, like, If they came out a while ago, people are like, it's the scariest movie I ever saw. And then you watch it and it's like a claymation dog barking. And they're like, oh.
Exorcist is legit scary.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit happening in there.
Yeah.
Well.
Second one, from what I remember, which is apparently not very much at all. I think I've half watched it.
Which is
once.
A negative review in itself.
Yeah. But. No, it's not good. But the third one is good. So. That's what I learned from Twitter this week.
Exorcist 1 and 3. That's the only...
Yep.
That was the hot goss on Twitter this week. Exorcist 3. Better than you think. Yeah. Twitter sent a notification to my phone. It's like, busy topic. Exorcist 3 this week.
Dude, how do I get those fucking things to stop popping up on my phone? I have notifications turned off, and Twitter will still send me, like, a popular tweet. And it's always... the biggest bummer I have ever heard. Like, literally, there was one. I screenshotted it because I was like, I don't want this on my fucking phone. It was like, alert, hot tweet, topic, parenting. And then the tweet was like, I was raped by my father when I was 12. And I was like, excuse me.
People are talking about this on my phone.
Like, I don't want this.
Or they do the ones where it's just somebody that you know liked a tweet. And then they're like, why would you... think anyone want that I have any interest in hearing, like, seeing that? Just
that's
that
they probably also don't want me to see that. That's none of my business. Keep it out of my timeline. But especially don't send me a goddamn push notification about it.
Yeah,
that's what was psycho about that. I was like taking out my phone and there is a horrific, traumatic story. Front and center.
I mean, I definitely had to. There was a point a couple of years ago where, like, I used to have, you know, like, news notifications turned on because I was like, I'd like to be abreast of what's happening in the world. And then it was just like, I need to turn these notifications off if I ever want to leave bed again. So
they don't send news alerts for good ones. I don't think good stuff gets
just doesn't get as much engagement, you know.
It also is a rare at this point. That's also probably why.
Not common.
It's like out there.
Like the thing that we always talk about when we're reading, like, our news story about a tortoise, and then the sidebar is just like, another school exploded. It's like, okay, well, Why is this also on? You separate these pages? How does the algorithm know everything about everyone but can't figure out that maybe this isn't the thing to put next to the, like, state fair winner fucking news?
We gotta get Linda Skeens on here, man.
Yeah. Oh, Linda Skeens using Zoom would be... we'd beat the record.
Hey, Linda, can you record your own audio?
Yeah, what? Do you have a Yeti mic, Linda Skeens? What are you... Got that capability? Yeah, but well, we have do you want to go hit up the first story here,
which let's is hit about up the some, first story.
Yeah, that's hit the way I always say story. That
yeah,
you know. So this is this comes from Harris County. This was submitted by Smoltz in the Discord.
Harris County, Texas.
Let's see. Yes, because this hell is from yeah. Houston Public Media.
Hell yeah.
So the court system down in Harris County, they decided to hold. This is so strange to me. Okay, they decided to hold a juror appreciation week. I don't really like.
That's weird because it's like, well, then I guess only the jurors that week get it. Like,
yeah,
it's not like something. That you, it's not like a job that someone has.
Yeah, like know. No That's one. Jury is not a decision. You're like no one is like my. I've decided I want to be a juror. It's just you either get a letter or you don't, and that decides whether you're a juror. Like it's a civic duty sort of thing.
I get appreciating people who do it. It's just as weird to have it be one of the weeks because that's not how being on a jury works.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's basically yeah. It's like. We appreciate everyone who has been 18 years old for at least 7 years. Like, that's, like, juror appreciation. You know, yeah. So they do that, and they do some... the problem here was that they were like, okay, we're going to do videos about the event. People are going to talk and then, you know, talk about how cool jurors are and how much we love them.
Because that's really what people on jury duty love is being forced to watch videos. Yeah. Add more videos to the queue of videos I am forced to watch.
Yeah, to be fair, it's probably the best case of a video that you're going to be forced to watch on a jury.
That's true. That's true.
Like as far as VHSs that they're
well, they make in. You they make you watch a lot of videos like before you get on the jury, like about how to be on a jury. You have to watch a lot of videos about it.
I feel like maybe we were doing the podcast. You got on one at one point. I remember you were furious about it, right?
No, that was not me. Oh, I don't think I haven't been on a jury in New York. I was on one in, I was like in basically traffic court jury for like for a day. And, everyone just like, basically we were there for if anybody wanted a trial, we were like on standby for it. And the only person that wanted a trial was someone who didn't really speak English and clearly didn't know what was happening or what he was like triggering by saying he wanted a trial. And then I got dismissed.
You just triggered the jury protocol by accident. A big alarm went off and they're like
he didn't he didn't understand like what was happening. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, there were zero efforts made to help him understand. So yeah
you have
and then
the
I got dismissed because I was like I do not like the police and they were like bye-bye.
Yeah,
so
I've never made it onto a jury, so I don't have any first-hand experience. I think it's honestly it's almost funny. It's like this is finally the payoff for having I don't think this is how they do it, but it felt like when I was there it was just like just my last name being near the end of the alphabet. It was like the reverse of when you're in line for lunch or something
where yeah
just
they like, already had all the people.
They didn't even call me, like I was which kind of sucked because I sat there for 8 hours and then they were just like, all right,
we're done.
If we didn't call your name, you can leave or whatever. And then I went to Panda Express. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that I can't see myself being a top pick either way. I don't think there's a lot of lawyers that are like, get him on there.
I don't know. I feel like you look like someone who could like, I mean, you have a joke about it in your act about how like, You kind of look like someone who would maybe be overly concerned about a crime wave
Get a real right wing look.
Like your joke about like people are surprised that I'm Jewish because I look like I hunt them.
Yeah. I could tell you were like going to say that joke, but then you're like, I don't want to say it out loud. yeah, I could see that. I feel like I should, if I really didn't want to get jury duty, I should make sure to like not wear my glasses that day just so I seem, or maybe that would go against it even more.
Right. Cause you'd look more like aggro without your glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
But like maybe a prosecutor would want you then, you know?
Yeah. Get me in. I'd have to just wear such a variety of things that just my beliefs are so confusing and unclear that no one would add me to a jury. I'd have to dress like an absolute fucking wild card.
I feel like if you wore some of your like streetwear, they would get the message.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't think you were like a super like Punisher logo type guy if you wore some like Japanese streetwear.
I'm going to make like clothing that is designed to get you out of jury duty. Just stuff that's really confusing. Like it's the Three Percenters logo, but it's rainbow. And people are like, what the fuck is, who are you? You can get out of there. They're like, we can't get a read on this at all. And whatever you're going to say.
Get him out of here.
I did. My biggest memory of when jury duty was that at one point in the waiting room, I did think that I was not going to make a noise when I farted, and then I did make a noise. And I feel like that.
That's why you
hurt.
Were dismissed. I feel like if there's one good place to fart, to fart audibly, it's jury duty. They're like, this guy has no regard for law and order. This is an anarchist. This guy.
Imagine doing a fart so loud on a jury that they have to throw the trial out.
It causes a mistrial.
They have to take a recess. They're like, what the? Get these
counselors'
hot
approach.
Strats,
hot we need jury to discuss. Strats.
Just rip a nasty. I've.
What is this story about?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else that I was. This feels like bonus content. I was like, came close to tweeting this, and I was just like, it's not worth it. But I was just thinking about how old Joe Biden is and just knowing that if you're the Secret Service for Joe Biden, how often do you think the Secret Service has to stand there while Joe Biden does one of those like massive old guy farts? Like I would say, you know, the ones that sound like somebody like, opening a sleeping bag? So the kind that sound like your pants ripped and they just have to be like, sir.
Secret Service for Joe Biden is a tough job because it's like you can't shoot time. Like your enemy, your main enemy, is just marching forward at all times.
Yeah, like when the video of Biden falling down on the bike and everyone's like, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, do you know how much more embarrassing that video could have been?
Oh my God, old guy falling off a bike? That was best case scenario.
Yeah, just hitting the ground, shitting his pants. Just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, that was the thing. I know he's trying to be like, I'm healthy or whatever, but I was like, my dad is close to Biden's age. It's like, I don't know if I would let him ride a bike. I'm just like, no. Anyways, this story. So they
the
had this
only
jury
white
appreciation.
Boy you know who did it.
This jury, jury appreciation week. So they're like, okay, we're gonna have some this, and it's they got this one TV reporter to kind of do a story on it and talk about, you know, how much she and everyone appreciates juries, and she got like a little riled up. It sounds like she just kind of got that. What I feel like maybe like a TV reporter thing of like, oh, this is going to be my moment. I'm really feeling it here.
Mm.
Did then just kind of go on a long thing about how, let me try to see if I can find the exact quote in here. She was basically talking about like the honor of past juries who've delivered justice against senseless violence. And basically it was just like, yeah, just got like really like, being like, basically like talking up juries like, you must punish everyone. This is your last line of defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically and, like encouraging them to convict.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what causes a mistrial.
Yeah, what is known as a no-no.
And yeah. If you're not the person whose job it is to convince them to convict, you're not allowed to try to convince them to convict.
Yeah, you can't just be like, the power you wield is incredible. Like, yeah, not good. So yeah, this happens. And it's so, that just, it's clearly this woman was just like, you know, she's like, oh, I've got 3 minutes to talk about jury appreciation. And it's like, I'll just kind of riff.
Just riff. Go off the dome.
Yeah. So it went with just immediately people saying this. And also, like, if you're an attorney like that, you're waiting for something like that to happen. Cause you're just like, hell yeah.
So who
Judge
is this woman who's
the
giving
chambers.
The, who's this woman giving the talk?
It's a TV reporter.
A TV reporter. Okay, yeah. That's insane.
Turner.
You can't. That is exactly who you want to keep away from a jury when they're on a case is a fucking TV reporter.
Uh huh. And he. So also, the video's been deleted now, but.
That is insane.
And it's like. It's crazy to let that happen. And then, like, you could sort of understand. It's like, if you're not thinking about it, I could see why you wouldn't get why this is so bad to do, but you just like absolutely cannot do that. Like,
well, it's also like this is a person who like they're like a lot of their job is like influencing juries in ways that they're not supposed to. Like,
yeah,
the TV reporter, like that's why they fucking sequester juries is because TV reporters fucking editorialize on crimes.
It's because like, of you.
It's you're a natural enemy of the sanctity of the jury.
Yeah.
Let's have you come talk to these people. That's fucking crazy.
So it would also be funny to do a jury appreciation week and then realize that you're like, no one on a jury can watch this because it's probably something somebody says is going to fuck this up. So yeah, of course, people watching this, most notably this attorney who is representing a man who is accused of murder, like, and that's like, that's not a case you want to fucking catch as an attorney. So if this pops up, he just like immediately was like, hey, anybody seeing this? yeah, no go. Chain of the jury pool. And then it just like, it obviously just kind of ballooned from there.
Well, the best way to express appreciation for a jury is letting them all go home.
That is very true. Yeah. Just causing a mistrial and everybody leave. So this kind of went from there. And then there was a judge, Rabia Collier, who saw this and then basically like started not a group chat, but whatever a group chat is through official judge email with all the other criminal court judges and was like, so that was like, hey, did everybody see this? I think all of our cases are like in jeopardy now because because it was broadcast on television. She says, this is the from that jury. This morning, we became aware that Rochelle Turner spoke at Jury Appreciation Week about juries bringing justice to the many families who have lost loved ones to senseless violence.
Jesus.
Before the jurors were assigned to court. So this is like tainting the pool. This isn't even like people in a trial.
This isn't
like,
one case.
It's like everybody we picked, it can't. This is, for any, this just is this the energy you can feel from this sentence. For any judge that picked a jury last week and would like to review the footage, please let me know. Which is just your way of being like, yep, I'm going to get a lot of emails today. This is, and they addressed I'm trying to find out if they saw it on TV or if they
addressed it directly. No, I think they played it for the jurors. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't just like a segment on TV about juries. Yeah. It was for Juror Appreciation Week held by the court, and they played it for the jury.
How do you not shut that shit off? Hey, everybody, before we get started, we've got a real fun video that's basically going to radicalize you. That's
It's going to turn you all into vigilantes. Yeah. And
we're
going to
show you the Clockwork Orange video before you get into the court.
Definitely be thinking only about victims of senseless violence when you go into this. That's very important.
Yeah, and they got another TV reporter on here who talks about the tears we've shed with families are real. The service you're giving them is real. Just like...
Yeah, execute these people, basically, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm not sure how many mistrials there were in specific, but there is definitely one confirmed murder trial that had to be thrown out. A lawyer has called the messaging at the speaking event inappropriate. They're gonna retry the case. Oh my god, dude. Just can you imagine the this is such a it's terrible that it's a murder trial, but it's worse in so many ways because that's also such a delicate thing to have to redo.
Well, like, hopefully they hadn't started yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Know.
But I think they have to like they get a new judge and all. I don't know. This is where we need Patty to because I don't have I don't know how law works.
I guess really. I guess I don't know who they played the video for. If it was people who hadn't been picked yet or people who are currently serving on juries.
It says I think it does say it's people who hadn't been assigned to cases. They were like
okay.
a pool of potential jurors that they're just all.
Yeah.
For Jury Appreciation Week, you are all ineligible to serve
yeah.
on a jury.
Like I said, a good gift to give
Pretty
people
good.
On Jury Appreciation Week.
They got to go to Panda Express earlier than I did. They didn't have to sit and read a book. Like
they didn't
an
have
idiot.
To listen to other guys audibly fart in
yeah.
the
Also, I brought a
room.
I brought a book because I thought that was like how it worked because they're, you know, it used to be like you can't be on your phone in the jury room or whatever. And
yeah.
then it turns out they don't care anymore. Like, so I just was sitting there with like a fucking novel I didn't want to read or whatever. You know what it was? It was Devil in the White City, and that's literally the only time I've read that book. It was like I got as far as I did during 8 hours of jury, and then they were talking too much about architecture, so I stopped reading it.
I liked that book.
Yeah, if they have a version of it where he doesn't talk about,
you want the just the murder,
just the murder.
You don't want to hear about the rooms.
Yeah,
all the rooms.
Could be two books, in my opinion. Could be a book about the World's Fair, and then a book about just the murders.
Look, we were talking on the main about how we love the World's Fair.
Oh, yeah. But then they're just like, they're talking about like the how solid the ground is and how it caused scaffolding problems. And I was like, half of your chapters are about a guy who built a murder hotel. And we're still on this. But yeah. So good luck to the Harris County legal
system. You
fucking
idiots.
Yeah. This will surely help the massive backlog of cases that is piled up.
The only, when I think about, because I know this was in Houston, when I think about the Houston legal community, I think about, have you ever seen The Jinx?
No.
It's the best. It's the best true crime thing ever. Like, I don't know why they keep making true crime things. They are never going to make one as good as The Jinx. It's
I know. I've heard it's good.
Awesome.
I mean, watch it.
But there's the defense attorney that Robert Durst hires is this guy, Dick DeGaren. And I remember when I watched that, I lived in Texas. And my friend was like, oh, yeah, he used to defend all the rich people in my high school from drunk driving charges. Like, and then he's just in this HBO murder documentary, which is very funny to me.
Yeah, I feel like they just get the best guy. And then it just happens to be that thing where it's just like, hey, if he got him out of murder, or he didn't, but he might have if he didn't. Right? He said that in the bathroom. That's that one where he was just like, I murdered everybody.
Well, he didn't get him out of that one, but he got him out of. So the thing about Robert Durst is that he fully fucking chopped up a guy, put him in garbage bags, dumped him in Galveston Bay, and then they found him. And he was like, and they found him. Like they, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
They accused him, and he was just like, yeah, you know, I did do that, but it was self-defense. And it was like, you sawed up a guy for self-defense? And he was like, yep. And Dick mm-hmm. DeGaren got him off.
Yeah.
And they were like, yep, it was self-defense.
I killed a guy, but then he had the umbrella virus from Resident Evil. So he came back. I had to chop him up.
Yeah. So, and he...
I'm realizing I didn't see The Jinx, but I did see a Law & Order episode that was quote-unquote not based on Robert Durst at all, but it was. So I kind of do know the details from that.
Yeah. Yeah, he killed a bunch of people, and that was one of the only ones he was tried for, and he got off because of this guy.
Yeah.
But it is funny, because it's like, if you're one of those like high-end lawyers, a lot of rich people crimes are like pretty boring. Like,
yeah.
They're not... They are just like teenagers drunk driving and stuff. So I guess you get out of practice unless you get a rich psycho every once in a while who chops up a dude.
Yeah, I have
and,
to feel
puts
like,
him in the bay.
I have to feel like it's helpful that they're so boring. That it's like
they're probably
you know,
pretty easy, straightforward
well, it's
crimes.
Like, it's probably a mixture of like a really boring trial and also a lawyer that knows every possible way to make that shit as obnoxious as fucking possible for
like
you
as
to
boring
like try.
As-
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what those, I feel like that's what rich, like, my idea of like a rich lawyer is just someone who every time anything happens, like, if someone's really good at law, they're just, every time anything happens, they're like, objection, chambers, and then, like, that's
yeah,
what they do.
They delay everything. They, they make everything as complicated as possible.
Yeah.
But even then, like, aside from, like, the financial stuff, it's like the crimes themselves are, like, not, hard. They're not like complicated. They're just like rich people being assholes, you know?
Yeah. It would not be a very difficult like Phoenix Wright case to be like, yeah, you were very drunk in your car.
Right.
It seems. but yeah, I I don't know. It's just there is truly a back. Everything is, man, I'm just thinking about other, like, the entire government is like going to be 3 years behind for the rest of our life on everything because of what's
happened.
3 years
behind. Oh yeah.
Just like backlog of everything. Like, I love that that's okay for them. Like, if you call like the IRS or somebody, they just literally, the phone is like, we have too much stuff going on, and then it hangs up on you. And they're like, this is the government. This is how it works. It's like, yeah. Anyways, you know, best of luck to, I don't know, jurors. Who's even this? This is just a full breakdown. But
tell us our next story.
Let's do it. This is another. This is this man got bamboozled. Perhaps he'd like to take some legal action. This man, of course, being Brad Pitt.
Of course.
Evergreen movie star. This is a story. It was kind of buried in a big GQ profile they did of him, which GQ has done. At this point, they must have done like 14 profiles of Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he basically has a monthly column. Someone has a monthly column describing Brad
Pitt.
Yeah,
he gets a ghost-written monthly column. They're like, what's going on with you nowadays? I mean, it makes for a lot of good photography. And that might be why.
It's sure. Like a, I mean, that cover of him was crazy. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
He looked
looking
nuts.
I'm looking at the article, and it's like this whole thing. Maybe it's just a gift to their photographer to be like, here's some portfolio work. This is,
yeah,
you're gonna get great photos of Brad Pitt. So this was kind of buried in the profile, and somebody on Twitter pointed it out, and then it was sent to us by Compact Prism. That in the middle of this, he mentions that there's so many pictures of Brad Pitt here. I'm trying to delve through them. He's everywhere. He's shooting fire out of his hand.
He like he's getting distracted.
Yeah, I know. They're cool photos. I mean, even horny besides, I tell you, he's shooting fire out of his hands wearing a kilt. That is a distracting photo at its
nature.
Send
me that pic. That sounds great. Brad Pitt anime. A Scottish anime
Brad
starring
Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
I would watch. Very
absolutely
good. I mean, that's just the whole story thing. But so he was talking about that a couple years ago, apparently, a man approached Brad Pitt and told him that he bought a chateau. In 2008, and a guy came and he explained to him that the chateau apparently had a secret fortune. He says there's millions of dollars worth of gold that one of the estate's medieval owners had taken from the Levant during the Crusades and buried on the grounds. And Brad Pitt got obsessed with this, which, yeah.
Brad Pitt, you got enough gold, my friend. You don't need any more gold, okay?
Yeah, you're wearing a lot of gold in these pictures, sir.
You want gold, you can get some gold. You don't need to find Levantine gold from the Crusades. Which, by the way, if you do find, that's like some very ill-gotten gold. You should probably give that back.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the Levant, I didn't know what that was.
That's the Middle East.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
It's like the Israel, Jordan, Syria part of the Middle East.
Just stuff that's like, oh, you know, put it in a museum to talk about other countries' heritage and be like, think about this.
Yeah.
He gets obsessed with it. He says, like, for a year, this was all I could think about, just the excitement of it all, which is really, that's it. It's the chase, right?
That's fun. I mean, he's done a lot in his life. He's probably out of thrills from regular stuff. He's going to be a treasure hunter.
Yeah.
He's like James Cameron, you know?
Yeah, he's just going down into the depths or whatever, looking for colossal squid. And he says, okay, maybe it has something to do with where I grew up, because in the Ozark Mountains, there are always stories of hidden caches of gold. And I was like, I think anybody would be excited if they thought that there was a bunch of gold under their property and lived on a property where it was slightly more likely.
Possible, like, yeah.
You know, no one's like, there's gold under Bushwick. Like, no, I don't think there
no,
is.
No, I think there's like toxic waste under Bushwick. I think Bushwick is the Superfund site, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, we hit the Gowanus. Great.
We've struck toxic waste.
Yeah. At best, you're getting mole men. That's the top discovery you're going to make. And he goes, he bought radar equipment and scoured his property. Bless you.
Thank you.
Of course, which is kind of mean from this profile writer, says, of course no treasure was unearthed.
All right.
Look, maybe there
was. A little rude. Maybe there was treasure there. Yeah.
If you're living in a place that probably has a hedge maze, there's a chance there's fucking gold down there.
Right. I'm assuming this chateau was not built in, like, 1985. Like,
yeah.
I'm assuming this is somewhere in France.
It's not Papa John's chateau. It's
right. Yeah. No, this is probably some kind of medieval shit. I believe it.
I'm surprised you didn't find anything. I'd be more think you would find some kind of treasure. Like, maybe not the one you thought, but it's like...
Maybe not treasure, but maybe, like, artifacts.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like we always talk about with Italy. It's like, you're going to hit something. You're going to find...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, and it turned out that the guy who had told him about all the treasure sold radar equipment. Just, you gotta love just like a classic, you know.
I'm just imagining Brad Pitt being like, oh my God, this is so convenient.
Yeah. Wait, you sell what? And there's what under my how? Yeah. I mean, I almost feel like he had to know, but he says, yeah, the man who approached him was ultimately seeking money for some kind of radar company. I think he also sold radar equipment, an investment opportunity, he was told, which I feel like anytime something about the phrase investment opportunity just automatically sounds not real. I feel like like a real investment, they would call it something else. They'd be like,
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. If someone just straight up is like, I have an opportunity for you, that no, walk away.
Right.
So the whole thing went nowhere, and Pitt was left feeling a little surprised that he'd let himself believe in the idea. And he says the whole entire experience was pretty foolish in the end. It was just the hunt that was exciting, which, you know.
At least he had a nice time. He can spare it. So did he give the radar guy money? Is that the implication?
I don't know if he invested in his radar business, but it does feel like he probably bought at least some radar equipment from him.
I'm just imagining, like, you're on the beach and you, like, see one of those metal detector guys and you're like, is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Why is Brad Pitt looking for fucking buffalo nickels on this beach?
Ooh, a silver dollar. Yeah. Are metal detector guys still around? They must be. Is that I feel like it's probably more popular than ever. That seems like the kind of bullshit scam.
I don't see them very often at New York beaches, but I've certainly seen them at other places.
Man.
I don't know why. I feel like New York beaches would be, because they're so populous, like you'd assume a lot of people would lose stuff, but I don't see them all that often out here.
Yeah. I would go to like whatever one of those Instagram beaches is, because people are probably losing so much shit there.
I mean, maybe not as much, but like the stuff you find is going to be valuable because those people are so wealthy.
And they don't, and they're like, if they lose something in the sand, they're probably like, oh, bother, or whatever.
Right. You know? They're like, whatever, I'll get another one.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to Tulum or wherever this shit and just rake it in. Sorry. You guys are going to have to find a guest for next week because I've got a new plan. I've got airline miles, and I'm gonna
first. I just need to be able to afford a vacation to an extremely luxurious beach.
There,
then it's all gravy.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot of airline miles, and then I had to make it all back. You see,
it's an investment opportunity.
Yeah, I've scammed myself with an investment opportunity that I thought of. yeah. Oh man, I was as if this week wasn't already dark enough. I decided for some reason, or YouTube decided for me basically because of how the algorithm works. They were like, you want to watch a bunch of videos about how the economy collapsed a while ago and how we're on the brink of it happening again? And I was like, fuck me up, YouTube. Show me this shit.
I feel like all my YouTube videos right now are, it's all like very hot, conventionally attractive, thin, fit women giving me their workout routines, despite the fact that they have always looked like that for their entire life.
Oh,
so it's like, what wisdom am I really gleaning here? What? How is this helping me?
Yeah, and also it's like the workout routine is like, it's a little less about the exercises you're doing and more about doing them 8 hours a day.
And more about selling the leggings that you're wearing in the YouTube video where you show me how to do the exercises. Mm-hmm. Is what it's all about.
Well, yeah, mine is not that. It's darker in a weirder way. I don't know. I've told you before, if you watch any amount of like video game content on YouTube, it's basically just like constantly beating back right-wing shit with a stick. You're like, I'm just constantly trying to have to prune my recommended videos to be like, no, not
thumbs
that
down
kind.
To the Jordan Peterson, thumbs down to the Joe Rogan.
Oh, I was
going to
like Prager you for a minute, and it was like...
Oh, dark.
I don't even... You think because I watched someone beat Zelda fast that I want to watch PragerU videos? Give me a break, dude.
Yeah, that's really dark.
They sneak in. But now, yeah, now it's pretty peaceful. I feel like I've gotten into a good balance. It's just, it's a lot of like rain sounds, 10 hours. And then like,
yeah, I have a lot of those too, which I do enjoy. It's, they serve them to me at the right time.
Should I watch like, this hot ones interview or ally? Oops, that get increasingly more difficult.
two good choices.
Ally oops is when you toss the basketball to someone else who supports disenfranchised people.
But you miss. But you miss because it's an oops. An ally oops.
Yeah. It's when you toss a brick and someone else catches it and throws it through the window of the a building. No one
any
listened
building.
To this.
We don't have to say what building.
Yeah. The ally oop.
I did get a good, because we always update what our algorithms are doing on this bonus. I opened TikTok and the first video I got was a TikTok witch saying that Clarence Thomas was a hoodoo man. He was practicing dark magic. And their evidence for that was that he grew up speaking Gullah, which sounds very racist.
This whole thing is very racist.
It was a black woman saying it, which is why I'm repeating it. If it were a white woman, I would have just been like, this is insanely racist. But because it was another black person, I can at least be like, that is very funny, in addition to also probably being racist.
Why the fuck would a Supreme Court justice need to practice hoodoo? That's like,
well, I think
it's like less powerful than the power you just have.
I think the implication was that he was a hoodoo guy first and then got into a position of power.
Yeah. They think he got to the Supreme Court by a Crossroads deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he buried some fucking, like, did it like a goddamn Winchester Brothers in Supernatural and it made a deal.
Their other evidence was the whole thing with the pube and the coke. They're like, that's hoodoo shit. That's like doing a spell. It's like, oh my God.
Sounds like somebody's doing a lot of spells. I was like, hey, there's been a lot of pubes. No.
I buy it. I think he's a hoodoo man.
Just to go around, just to finalize, I want to say I believe in this. It's also fucked up that that's such an insane thing to believe that is also somehow more hopeful than just what the truth is.
Right.
You know what?
At least it would provide some explanation for the insanity. Yeah. But
you think he got to that post despite everything that happened because of hoodoo. I wish I did. I think he did that because people are flawed. Give me the chicken bones. I'll take it. I gotta watch Evil.
Yeah. Mm. Thumbs up to Evil. I feel like we should end the episode there.
Yeah.
On that recommendation for Evil.
The recommendation for Evil and the propagation of Kath's new thing she's going to bat for, Clarence Thomas's supernatural.
I'm not spreading this around. I, as a white woman, am not comfortable spreading this around. I'm just repeating what I heard, which, given the context, as a TikTok witch woman of color telling me, was very funny. So, yeah, check it out. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Hopefully it'll be better than this one we just had.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.